Hi everybody and welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 1287 and I am not in the mobile studio today. I'm actually in the studio. Now it's 8 p.m. on Sunday night and I wanted to tell you a little bit about my day, and perhaps in this you can see how you can continue to find that you can get more done. And that you are driven to a greater level of success than you're having at the moment. And I understand that people might be listening to this right now and thinking, when do you ever stop? When do you ever shut up and stop talking about success and drive and hunger and the adventure of life that you're having to go from one place to the next? But I guess what you have to understand is I record this podcast so that I can inspire you, educate you, give you a daily insight into what's going on in my life so that you can see, can you relate to it? You can see that I'm just as human as everybody else. I bleed red blood. I need sleep. I need water. I need food. I have this insatiable appetite to continue to improve myself every day, but I haven't always been the way that I am now. And I guess it's a testament to the fact that it doesn't matter where you are right now, you can change yourself. Okay? You can achieve more, you can do more. And if I have a look at, if you listened to me yesterday and you've listened to me a lot this past 12 months, you will know that I've gone through a lot of challenges over the last 12 months. Particularly with my daughter. She's in hospital right now. Her mum's in there visiting her. I just, my eldest daughter and I just had a chat with her on the phone because she's not allowed to have a mobile phone in the hospital and I can call her on a landline. But I find that video is more effective, and her sister is not allowed to come and visit because of COVID. And so she doesn't get to see her. So she has huge chunks of time where she hasn't seen her. We worked out, I don't know whether I mentioned this yesterday, but we worked out that she's probably spent 45% of the last 10 months in hospital. Okay, 45%, that's a lot of time, right? And so with yesterday, I was talking about how I'd only had 3.5 hours sleep. Well, I can tell you that when my head hit the pillow last night, I was out like a flash. I was very, very tired. And I still woke up at 5:30 this morning, but I managed to get back to sleep for about an hour and a half, I suppose. But it was a really nice sleep. But of course, then you get up and you feel like you're still a little bit, you know, drowsy because of, you know, what's transpired over the last few days. And so this was a day when my eldest daughter was with her mum. And so I thought about, okay, what can I achieve in my day today? And I wanted to do a little bit of housework. I wasn't really motivated to do the housework in that moment. Some days, I don't know about you, but my Sunday is the day that I change the sheets in the bed. That's just, don't ask me why, it's just what I do. Well, actually, you can't ask me why. It's because normally on Saturday, I do a big load of washing and there's not enough room to put the sheets in there. So I do one load on Saturday. It's normally dry on the clothesline by Saturday. So then I do my sheets on Sunday. And so it's all nice and fresh for the start of the week. And So I did that, and then I thought, okay, I want to do some serious planning for the next 12 weeks, for next week, etc. And I really love this process, particularly on a Sunday, because my schedule's different. It's the only day of the week that I don't have client facing time. And I just really love doing it. So I've got a special place in my bedroom where I've got a little table, like a little little mobile desk that I set up, and it's under the window, it's in natural sunlight, it's on the second story of the home, so you know, I can look out over the, you know, outside. It just gives you a different perspective, you know, on another floor. And there's something about just doing that process on a Sunday in my room, different place to the house, and it's really relaxing for me. I find it really empowering. Now, I know you might think that sounds crazy, but I find it incredibly satisfying. And so I did that for a number of hours, and then I did some relationship building with a friend over in the US, and that was really cool. And then got into some more planning. Now, one of the things I also did today was the Novak Djokovic case. That still continues. Now, he's supposed to play in a match tomorrow, but he still doesn't know as of yet whether he will be playing or not. Actually, come to think about it, they said they were going to have some sort of announcement this afternoon, early evening, so they may not have made that yet. I'll have to check. But it seemed likely that it would continue into tomorrow as well. And so I didn't realize, I was listening to the ABC TV, and they said that you can actually watch it live. So I jumped onto YouTube and found the live feed, and I was listening to it, and it was so compelling. You know, just the language that lawyers use is like, oh, why are you speaking that way? It's not plain English. You know, it makes certain aspects of it hard to understand what it is that they actually mean, just with the legal jargon and so forth. And I found it really interesting. So listening to what Djokovic's lawyer was saying, and then listening to what the state, you know, prosecution was saying, just really interesting. And it was in front of three federal court judges as well, and just listening to their interactions, I just found it really interesting. And look, my take on it was that the Djokovic's lawyer made some awesome points. And it's, for me, I think he'll be able to stay and he'll be able to play. Because from a point of law, it just seems like the immigration minister's points are pretty thin. And I think they'll just end up letting him stay. But we'll see. So I was listening to that in the background while I was doing some work. But, you know, just a little bit fatigued through the day. You know, I was looking at my week ahead, and I've got a really big week coming up. I'll be awake for probably over 24 hours from Tuesday night through to Wednesday night. So I'll be getting up probably early Tuesday mornings, doing my normal day, trying to get some sleep in the afternoon on Tuesday, and then my day effectively starts 11 p.m. Tuesday night, and we'll go all the way through to Wednesday night, try to get some sleep that night, and get up and start again on Thursday. So it's I'm shadowing my coach, and because of the time difference, it makes it awkward for me, because he's 7 a.m. is my 11 p.m. So that's going to be an interesting time. His day actually may start before, because he normally starts around 3 or 4. But we'll see when we can shadow. I think it starts from 11 p.m. my time. So that will be interesting as well. So I'm planning all of that out. And, you know, I had to do some yard work today. Didn't feel like doing it. It was really hot here today. Got up to 33. I just don't want to burn in the sun. I'm actually going to do a little bit of that tomorrow when it's much cooler. I was just kind of, you know, making some videos, and I'm doing some planning and creating some content for tomorrow, social media postings and stuff. And then just having a look at what are the things that I want to do this year? What are the things that I've immediately got on my plate? And I find that Sundays are really great to do that. And so what it's made me realize, I didn't get it all done. I mean, I would probably need another day to do what I wanted to do properly, and which is what I planned to do yesterday. But, you know, if you listen to yesterday, you know I was in hospital for like 10 or 11 hours. And that really prevented that. And then because the girl's mum went to hospital to see the youngest one today, then I pick up my eldest one, and so I spend that time with her. So there's really no break, right? There's no break from what's going on with my youngest one. And certainly in doing what I do, there just isn't a break. But I get so much more done. And what I realized today is I really need to have like 2-3, maybe even 4-5 business planning days where I just get away from the business altogether and just get that planning done. But of course I can't do that at the moment because my daughter's in hospital every couple of days. Now she will be in hospital most likely for 7 days right now, but you know, I can't get away at the moment because I mean, there's so much COVID around. I'm not wanting to, you know, travel anywhere. I'm really just staying at home. Got a phone or a text actually from another client tonight who is now isolating. He has COVID. One of Emily's friends has COVID as well. My youngest one, she was tested twice yesterday. She does not have COVID. One of my clients is now, tomorrow will be 7 days and they still haven't got the test results back, so they can come out of isolation and you know, start coming back. I imagine if my daughter doesn't have COVID, I don't have COVID because I'm spending so much time with her that it would have shown up that she would have had it. So I guess I'm still clean at the moment, but it's really just a matter of time before we get it. So, you know, I really need to get away and get that business planning stuff done, but now is just not really the time to be doing it. So I figure on the day that I'm shadowing my coach, you know, it'll just be listening in the background and watching what he's doing via Zoom. My camera and mics will be turned off, but it's a great opportunity to just be viewing what's going on. And I'll have to reschedule all my clients for that day because I'll just be sitting there listening, going getting food, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's something I'm really looking forward to. So this is what, you know, one of the challenges for a small business like mine is getting the right team around you, delegating those things that just don't add any, you know, value. Not that they don't add value, but you're not adding, like me doing it is not adding any value to it. Okay, so if I use the example of, vacuuming, then if I do it, there's no value in me. I'm not adding any extra value to mowing the floor, vacuuming the floor. I could get anyone to do that. Now, when it comes to those business tasks, it's again those things. Okay, where do I add the value? So obviously I'm doing the coaching and that kind of stuff, but there are other things that I can pay somebody a lot less for to do those things and I don't have to worry about doing them. Over time, I have used different functions that I do and outsource those, but it's time for me to do it again. So there are certain aspects of what I'm doing now which are just absorbing so much time. But there's also getting noticed, like it's having a big difference. So like my presence on social media, for instance, is way more observed now than it's ever been before. And you know, I was checking out my Instagram followers just recently just in the last, I can't remember the last time I looked, but I'll say the last 4 to 8 weeks, the number of followers went up by 300. Now, just because of the quality of the posts that I'm putting up. So if you can just naturally keep adding good quality content and everything, then it spreads more and more. So again, it comes back to that mindset that I have of continually being successful, continuing to look to grow. And even though I was tired yesterday, it would have been easy for me to say, I'm not going to do anything today. You know, I'm just going to rest today. But I didn't want to do that. I want to keep working, keep doing what I do, because success doesn't sleep. and you've got to keep moving forward. Just like you do with your body, your health and everything, you need to be consistent. You don't just get to the weekend and then you say, all right, I'm stopping. You know, it doesn't work that way. You've got to stay focused. You've got to stay hungry all the time. And if you're not, then this is why you're not where you want to be. I've conditioned myself to think this way, be this way, and that's what makes it really exciting for me. Anyway, that's my thought for the day. Stay safe. I'll see you tomorrow.